The Gemara on Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph made a big deal about a braisa that discussed a whole bunch of halachos related to maris ha'ayin, specifically in the context of avodah zarah. Three of those halachos relate to bending down in the presence of an avodah zarah for a good reason. Don't do it, says the braisa. Mipnei shenira kimeshtachavim. Einoi nira, you do it in some way that it's not kiderech hameshtachavim, then it's going to be okay. What were the three cases? The first one was, if a person has a thorn in his foot, don't bend down in the presence of the avodah zarah to take out the thorn. Second case was, nispazru loy ma'osav, old school, you're going to start chasing your nickel that's rolling down the hill. Don't do it if you're in the presence of the avodah zarah. Mipnei shenira kimishtachavim. And the third case is, that if you're thirsty and there's a mayan and you want to drink from the mayan, you're going to bend down to take a drink, even if you're going to drink with two hands. You're not someone that is being mezalzel in the sakana component of it. But at the same time, it's nirkim ishtachava, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara said, why do I need a braisa to tell me the same as that halacha three times? So the Gemara says, it's not the same halacha. There's a not such subtle difference between the three cases. In the first case, when you have a koitz, you're dealing with tzarakov, but also you can go to the side. In the second case, you're dealing with mamayin, but you can't go to the side. So each one is unique. As it relates to the mayin, there's a sakana. So I would have thought sakana is different. Now, what's the sakana? The eloi shasi. Because if you're not going to drink mayis, you're going to end up dying. And being that that's the case, so you would have thought, oh, mepnei sakana, it's different. Kamash blan. In all three of these cases, it's not going to be a problem. The Rashba on this Gemara here, and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis says that from this Gemara you see an unbelievable chiddush, and that is everybody knows that there are three averis in the Torah where the halach is yehoreg va'al yaver avodah zarah gila raya shvichas dam. Says the Rashba, yesh lachkar, is a isid rabbanon of avodah zarah also yehoreg va'al yaver, or is not yehoreg va'al yaver? Says the Rashba, have a mefurish gemara, because in our gemara you see that if a person is so thirsty, the eloi shasi mayes, where if he doesn't drink he's going to die, so the halach is he's still not allowed to bend down for a mayin that's in the presence of avodah zarah, even though you're not bowing down. There's no sad in the world that you're being over the avodah zarah, but it's nirik kimeshtachaveh because of marisayin. This is something not allowed to do. Marisayin says the Rashba lechayr is an issa derabanan. Whoa! And if that's the case, all we're dealing with here is an issa derabanan. And if that's the case, if it's still osir, so you say meris, that it's not just the ikur issir avodah zarah that's osir, but what we know as the abizrayu, the avodah zarah also osir, but not only the abizrayu that are isur deraisa, even an issa derabanan, even something like this. Something that's only awesome if name Marisa Ayin, even something on that level, is going to be awesome. And the truth is, not only the Rashba that says it, there are other Rishonim that say it as well. And the Tur in Yerideya Simin Kuf Memtes, he brings this Rashba halacha that you see how chomer avodah zarah is, that even a Maris Ayin dig avodah zarah, even that is going to be awesome. Stating that, if you look at the Ran says, not that way. The Ram brings this mahalach as a pirush rishon, but he says v'li nira that avad, if this was real sakonis nefashis, for sure we would tell the person to bend down and to drink, because a marisayin diga avodah zarah is not going to be doicha a person's life. There's no way in the world. Either Gemara says mefurish the ikas sakonis dilo shasi mayis. Dilo shasi mayis doesn't mean the person's dying right now. It means this person is very, very thirsty, and he knows that he doesn't have that much rope anymore. His battery is very, very low, and he needs to recharge it. And if he can't find water in a short period of time, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. He found the water. This is the opportunity that he's been waiting for. Zokteran, kamash malon, that halacha is that you're not going to be allowed to do it. Meaning, because whatever, they should have a chicken, you'll find water maybe somewhere else. But if right now it's a question of drink the water or you're going to die in a situation like this, Enochinami says the Ran, the halacha is that it's going to be allowed to drink the wine because there's no way that a marisayin de avodah zarah is going to be doing this. What this reminded me of was a netziv that we once spoke out, Benegay, the very, very famous machloikis between Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva that's mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara tells the story that there were two people that were together in the Midbar. Right? Two people are traveling in the Midbar, and they have one jug of water. Shoysim Shneim, if both of them are going to drink from it, Mason, they're both going to die. Vim Shoysa Echamehem, if one of them is going to drink from it, that person is going to be Magil Yishol, but the other person is going to die, right? So on the one hand, this is one big kumbaya. No, you take it, you take it, you take it. I'm not taking it if you don't take it. Well, I'm not taking it if you don't take it. No problem. They're both going to drink half a kitchen of mine, and they're both going to be dead an hour later, right? So that's one Eitzah. The other Eitzah is one person to drink it, and if he drinks it, at the least, let the better of the two people, you know, make it to the Yishuv. So the Gemara said, Torash ben Petura. Ben Petura said, you know how you address a situation like this. Mutav sheyishdu shneim v'yamusu. Let them both drink a little bit. Even though it's not enough for either one of them, let them die. But it's not kedai for one person to drink it and see the other person die. Rabbi Kiva came and he taught, everybody knows this machloikis between Ben Petur and Rabbi Akiva. It's one of the most famous machloikis in Shas. Freitin, it's it. And really everyone has wondered about this when they saw this Gemara. Ben Petura didn't know the Allah of Cheyochicho Imach, Chayecha Koymel Chayechavercha. This is Epis Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. The Kama Komas in the Shtabru to be Miyashiv Shitas Bem. And when you learn the Gemara, yeah, Akiva was the one who taught the world Chayecha Koymel Chayechavercha. But it's a little dachuk that Ben Petura didn't somehow tap into this inyan of Chayecha Koymel Chayechavercha. So the Netziv says an unbelievable Chiddush. The Netziv says, I think everybody got the case wrong. The case was not where there were two people right now that are about to die unless they drink this Kitein Shomayim. That's not the case. In a case like that, Ben Petura would be moided to Rabbi Akiva. If it's a question of my life and your life, and I'm the one that has the Kitein Shomayim, so of course I'm going to be the one that's going to drink. The case is when they're traveling in the Midbar, and it's getting late early, and they're getting worried, and it's hot, and what's going to be, and they're starting to dehydrate, and they're not sure they're going to be able to make it, and they have this one Kitein Shomayim. The question is, right now, where it's not a situation where this second they're going to die, but they're going to be dying at some point in the future if they don't get a drink. Up it's there. What's the halacha? Ben Petura said now, being that there's no clear and present danger of dying, so you're not yet in the gedder of chayecha koyim el chayecha vercha, because really it's only a suffix bekuach nefesh for you, and if it's only a suffix bekuach nefesh, there he says, mutav sheyishdu shneim v'yamusu v'ayir echa me'am b'misa shel chaver. Atchabar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, not only chayecha koyim el chayecha vercha, that Ben Petura knew said the Netziv, but atchabar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid v'cheyoch icha imach, that even suffix bekuach nefesh is odif from vaday bekuach nefesh of your friend, and therefore the halach is, suffix bekuach nefesh doesn't change, it doesn't alter the equation in any way, shape, or form, and therefore you should go ahead and drink. But I'll call upon him, the Ran's learning our Gemara the way that Netziv learned the famous, it's not the same story, the famous case of Ben Petura Rabbi Akiva. That was just a two-star Ba'alma, but either way, this is the big machlokes we're showing him over here. We're supposed to take out of this Gemara that not only is Avodah Zarah doicha pekuach nefesh, but even a maris ayin de Avodah Zarah or not. So it's interesting. We mentioned that the Tor in the Yerideh Asim in Kuf Mem Tes, he brings the Shittas HaRashba. That yeah, even Marisayin, the halach is, it's Yehorig Uval Yafer. The Ramah in Simin Kuf Nun, this is in Sif Gimel. So this is Mamish on our sugyas over here. If you look at the beginning of the Simin, Sif Aleph, Mitzvah lehisrachek miderech alilim arba amos. Sif Beis, Yoshav loikoitz beragloi b'fnei alilim oin nespazru lamois lefanecha lo yeshuach lahasir hakoitz velitel hamois b'fnei shenir kimeshtachav elo. Elo, yeshnev oyefane acharov oitzidoi letzad alilim v'achakach yitel. Halocha gimel, partzufei samakalchis mayim b'fnei alilim lo yeniach piv al piyem v'yishtev v'nei shenir kimenashik lalilim. Mamish, the Gemara that we just learned. Says the Ramah, yeshayim, dechol she'en oyasir elim b'fnei marisai. Anytime the Isra is only Marisayan, kigoyin bedimze, such as in this halacha, im yesh sakona bedava, kigoyin im yomus, im lo yishta, mutter lishtois, ve'em bozem yishum yahargava yavar. And the goyin in Bir Agra says, what's the makar to the Ramah? It's the Ran. So the Ramah brings the Ran. The Torah brings the Rashba in Kuf Mem Tes, and the Ramah brings the Ran in Simin Kuf Nun. And the goyin has a whole arichos, he's mafalful in the Rishonim that we just mentioned right now. And then at the very end, he says, I have a raya muchrachas to the Ran. And this is also from a classic Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechta Sanhedrin, and this Gemara is on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. The very, very end of Perek Ben Soiru Meir. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudam Arav. Maisa, there was a story, Ba'odam Echad, Shenosan Einov Be'isha Achas, Ve'hela Libaitina. There was a person that had seen a certain woman, and he got sick. Literally, Chile Ahav. They went to the doctors. And the doctor said, the only way this person is going to live is if he's boiled with this isha. And the chachamim said, absolutely not. Then the doctor said, Tamay lefonav aruma, that if she'll even stand in front of him aruma, that will also save his life. And the Chachamim said, Yomus fal tamid lefonav aruma. But then the doctor said, you know what, this is a plan C. Tesaper imoy me'achari aget, let her talk to me, he doesn't even have to see her, that's going to be okay. Yomus fal tesaper imoy me'achari aget. Now the Gemara brings that there was a machloikis, what the story was. Chadama, one mandama said she was an eshesish, and the other mandama said that she was a pnuya. Freak the Gemara, bishloim, if she was an eshesish, I understand this whole psak. But if she's a pnuya, Michael, what's going on over here? So the Gemara said, either mishum pkam hamishpacha of the isha, or kadesh lo yehu benois yisrael putzim bayrais. But it's mavur in the Gemara that the Gemara held that to the extent she was an eshes ish. Oh, we understand this psak. The psak of the rabbis make perfect sense. You have to come on to new reasons. It's very pashit. There's eshes ish over here, right? Like sinof. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the arayas. So I chab perfectly well why you can't be boil, why you don't have the option of tamid lefonav aruma, and why she can't even talk to me. Achari, I got to freak the guy in. What's going on over here? Bishloima bila. That's mamish chayv krisis. Tamid lefonav aruma. That's loy sasur achil avat achrei nechem. But saper imer me achari ageda yomus. How could that be a problem? Says the Goyen in Bir Hagra, V'chein Amrinam B'Sanhedrin, Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph, B'Shloima V'chulu. V'af Al Gaf T'Sipur Imam B'Drabonam Ba'alma, L'Das HaRamban V'Shar Poiskin. And Afilu Hachi, the Gemara said it's going to be awesome. So you say, Meris, that when it comes to Yehoreg V'Yavet, this is Arai, it's not a Vidazor, but obviously it's the same exact thing. They see from here, even as it relates to this Rabbanan, this is going to be an issue. By the way, as it relates to that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph, that might show you Kachaya, we would be remiss if we didn't Chazer over, not the whole story, but if you remember, Sefer HaMaisius, also known as Sefer Yofim Yeshua, that was written by Rabbeinu Nissen Goyen, the Abruvim Margolis, in one of the most epic shtiklach that we ever were zoichet to find, in Margolis Hayam, where he shteltzu the story with Nosson Ditzu Tzisa, Marukva, Rabbi Akiva, just an incredibly fascinating story, and when you go through that story, it definitely feels a little bit like maybe that story had some shaychus to this story, Ayin Shom, something that we once talked about.